You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Who does Solomon compare in our verse? There should be a difference between sinners and saints. There should be a difference. Matter of fact, in every aspect of life, when it comes to the wicked person and the righteous person, would you agree? No doubt about it. Paul said that what fellowship does light have with darkness? Bottom line, he was saying there should be a difference, and there is, between the light and the what? And the dark. Let's go to 1 John. And I want to look at two truths as it relates to the difference between the wicked and the righteous. 1 John 3. And notice verse number 7. The Apostle John says in 1 John 3 and 7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is what? Righteous, just as he is righteous. The first difference between the wicked and the righteous is representation. Representation. Your lifestyle should represent that you serve God. I said your lifestyle should represent that you serve God if you're righteous. Because the apostle says the righteous, they practice righteousness. Righteous folks are learners. They come to church and they are taught, and the scripture says they increase learning. You hear faith and you put faith into action. And so you're just not a Sunday Christian. You are a Christian Monday through Saturday also. And so when people look at your life, they won't see that you're flawless or perfect, but they will see that you practice that which is right or revealed according to God's word. And so the question we have to ask is, what do you represent? Now, you can say one thing here in church, but your actions tell the true story. When you at the game, we can see what you represent. Based upon the people you hang with, we can see what you represent. Listen, young people, we're in a day and time, even when it comes to the clothes that we wear. You have to be peculiar when you go shopping and say, does this represent righteousness? Is this representing how I've been taught? Then it's got skulls on. I need to make sure, is that life or death? I need to make sure I'm representing life. I don't want to walk around looking like death. Oh, look how y'all looking at me now. I'm talking about your clothes now. I'm talking about how you represent who you serve. Proverbs 10. So what's the first difference between the wicked and the righteous? There you go. We should practice righteousness, right? All right. And represent not just in the church, but outside the church. All right. Proverbs 10:16. The labor of the righteous leads to life. The wages of the wicked to sin. The second difference between the wicked and the righteous is our reward. See, you're gonna get something for how you live. You're gonna get something based upon your lifestyle. If you live a sinful life or a wicked life, even if it's on the down low, even if you got a little creep in you, you got a little sneak in you. Yeah, you good at hiding it. Sooner or later, you're going to get what's owed to you. You're going to get a reward. The Bible says your sin will find you out. Preacher may not know about it. Parents may not know about it. But if a person continues in wickedness, they're going to get a reward. And here, Solomon says that the wicked, they're going to get sin for their labor or death. When sin is birthed, young people, James said, it brings forth death or ruin. If you on that dumb stuff, you're going to get a reward for it. And so you got to remember that. When you see your peers doing sinful things, doing that dumb stuff, and it seems like they're not getting a reward for it, just hold on. The Bible says God is not mocked. He won't be deceived. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. And the thing about reaping, young people, you don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. But payday is coming. Woo, look at somebody say, payday is coming. Yeah, so you got to be careful of how you think, talk, and act because you don't want to reap death. But on the other hand, when you live right, you're going to get some payback too. Woo, I said when you live right, it's going to be some payback. Woo, Job said, all the days of my hard labor. How many know sometimes it's a challenge to do right? But you just got to wait till your change comes. You just got to keep doing right. Don't get weary in well-doing because you're going to reap a harvest if you faint not. See, that's some good news for somebody who been contemplating living right don't pay off. Yes, it does pay off. It may be gradual. It may be in steps, but it's going to pay off because the God we serve does not lie. You got to learn how to hold on. You got to get some endurance. So after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. I'm talking to somebody who feel like backsliding. I'm talking to somebody who feel like going to the other side. You better hold on and realize payday coming. Harvest is coming. We done heard better is here, better is coming. It may not be manifested the way you desire right now, but it's going to manifest. God cannot lie. All this praying I'm doing, I got to get reward. All this giving I'm doing, I got to get a reward. All this serving I'm doing, God got to reward me while I'm here on earth. He ain't gonna wait till I get to heaven to give me all my reward. The meek shall inherit the earth. We gonna get the blessing right? Right here, right here. And so living righteously, young people, you got to always remember God gonna reward us. He already told us through the Hebrew writer that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So sometimes, young people, it may be months before you get a reward. It may be years before you get certain rewards. It may be decades before you get certain rewards. But we got to remember, he will reward us. Woo! Look at somebody say, he'll reward us. And when he rewards us, the Bible talks about how he'll bless us in such a way there won't be room enough to receive. He said, when I reward you, you'll be able to be a blessing in Genesis 12. He said, I make you the head, not the tail, live above only and never beneath. What I'm going through is just temporary because when my rewards show up, it's not going to be like anything that I'm going through. And I love the way I can look at some of our young adults, young people here at the MSW. And you got witnesses. You got proof that if you live right, The rewards will come while you're young. All you got to do is pay attention to the right witnesses. Woo, look at somebody and say, you got to look at the right folk. Yeah, we got young adults that God has placed right here at the MSW that you can look at closely and say, man, look how God rewarding her. Look how God is rewarding him if I just wait my turn. How many know sometimes you got to stand in line and wait your turn? Don't get the big head. Don't get jealous. Don't get impatient. Just wait your turn. Look at somebody and say, wait your turn. Yeah, be happy when it happened for somebody else. But you know, I might be next. I'm just going to wait my, I'm going to wait my turn. So when it comes to the wicked and when it comes to the righteous, we can tell the difference based upon representation and what? And rewards. Now, one trait that should show enough be a difference between the wicked or the sinner and the righteous, the saint, is our mentality, young folk. As a righteous or Christian young person, young adult, your mentality needs to be different from those that are in your same age group that are not Christian. Your mentality doesn't need to be on the same page as a wicked person. When we talk about mentality, we're talking about our mindset. I'm thankful for the thing because the Lord wants his young people to have the mind of Christ. The mind or our mentality has to do again with how we think. Come on. Talk and behave. That reveals where our mindset is. Did you hear how the Lord was using Elder Leaks? No matter what you go through, if you living right, bringing God his tithe and his offering, and obeying the word, you're what? You're blessed. And he gave scripture to back it up. I said, that should be your mindset. Your mindset don't need to be, I'm struggling, I'm just a struggling student. That shouldn't be your mentality. That shouldn't be how you think. That shouldn't be how you talk, and that shouldn't be how you act or behave. Mentality, young people, has to do with your perception, how you look at your life and the lives around you, how you observe the world. That has to do with your perception or your mindset. If you can look at a sinner and be like, man, I want to be like that, your mentality ain't right. I said, your mentality ain't right. A sinner is on their way to hell. Why you want to be like that? That's too raw for you? Is it true? I said, is it true? I heard three responses. Is it true? Yeah. Now, a sinner may have some things you desire, but don't have the mentality that you want to be like a sinner. Your mentality has to do with your problem-solving skills as well. Man, how do I think, or how can I get out this jam? That's your mentality. Well, you know, I just got to do what I got to do. That shouldn't be your mentality. Your mentality should be, I got to do what God wants me to do. Because you're going to have problems, young people. The question is, as you grow, what is your mentality about your problems? You're going to have problems in your family, your body, your money, whatever you put on the table, there's going to be some problems. Watch this, even in the church. You're going to have problems with folk in the church. And let me go further. You're going to have problems with yourself. You're going to come to a point in life where you really have a problem. I really don't like this about me. But what is your mentality about you? Isn't it amazing how certain programs that we watch, when they talk about certain topics, they'll put a number, 1-800 number, at the end of the show. And they tell you, if you're having a problem with suicide, depression, call this number. There is help. Domestic and all that. Have y'all ever seen that? But my mentality is, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is how I'm going to have life. Especially when I read in scripture that the help of man is worthless or limited. So when it comes to your problems, young folk, your mentality will prove where you are at. Are y'all with me? And so that's what the psalmist is dealing. And one thing I try to train y'all to do as I'm led by the Spirit in my messages, whether we're in small groups or we're in settings like this, is I want you to learn how to look at the world around you. You got to learn how to look at public figures and learn from their mentality. And you have to be able to say, man, I don't need to be like that. I don't need to do that. You've got to have the mindset, young people, when life is going on around you, to learn from folk that are before you. Just don't admire a person's skill set. Don't admire a person's influence, popularity. Learn from their mentality. Case in point, this week, Ja Morant, NBA basketball player, some of you may have heard that are into sports. Young man in his 20s that plays basketball for the Memphis Grizzlies made $9.5 million a year. Made 9.6 last year. This dummy got on Instagram in the strip club flashing a gun. You got to be able to look at that mentality and say, man, he sure can play basketball. But that is not the right mentality to have. You got to learn from stuff like that. You just don't talk about it. You got to learn from it and say, you know what? When I get in certain positions, I'm going to make sure I have the right mindset. Because to whom much is given, young folk, much is required. You got to be able to do that. You got to be able to learn from what's going on around you. You got to be able to learn from the mistakes of others, the successes of others. That's got to be your mentality. Are you listening? And so Solomon reveals in our verse in Proverbs 28:1 that the mentality of the righteous, we should be bold as lions. Powerful text. When I began to study about Solomon, I learned that he was fascinated with nature. He enjoyed animals. And you see it in scripture when you read about him. And in this proverb, he reveals that, you know what? The righteous, they should be bold, just like a lion. You're young, but you should have some traits of a lion on the inside of you. One man the Bible described, or a group of people was described as having a heart of a lion. Tell somebody, say, the righteous should be bold. Come on, y'all ain't even being bold in saying that. Say, should be bold. Finish it. So let's get some understanding about the nature and some attributes of the lion. before I deal with verse 1 of Proverbs 28. I want to give you what the Bible says, as well as what I have learned about the lion. Things you need to understand. You ready? All right, let's go to Proverbs 30. Let's go to Proverbs 30. Got anybody that's receiving this morning? All right, Proverbs 30 and 30. Proverb writer says, a lion which is mighty among beasts and does not turn away from any. Good. Go. A lion is mighty. So mighty, he don't turn away from any other beast. What is this saying about the lion? Number one, when the lion is mighty, it's a strong cat. Because how many know the lion is a feline, right? It's strong. It's violent. It's something, it's an animal that is majestic, represents power. And that's how you should carry yourself. You should carry yourself as what Peter said, royalty. You got to know who you are. You're not easily intimidated by other people. No, you know who you are. It doesn't matter if somebody else got more influence than you. You know who you are. You're not intimidated. It doesn't matter that you are on a praise team and you're a teenager or in your 20s. You're not intimidated when you get up before folk. You know God has chosen you and you're going to let him have his way. You're not intimidated. You're on the program to MC. You're on the program to pray. I don't care who's in the audience. You got that lion spirit. You get up there and you are not intimidated. That's how you got to be. See, God is going to put some of you in management positions one day, and you're going to be the youngest that they ever seen. And you're going to have to carry that position. You're going to have to walk in it and not be intimidated. You're going to have folk answering to you that's 30, 40, and 50 years old, but you're going to have to walk in there knowing who you are and not being intimidated. You're going to be young enough to be some of them children and some of them grandchildren, but when God blesses you, you know it came from God, and you're just going to walk in it. I said you're going to walk in it. And they're going to say stuff, but let that be their prop. I said let that be their problem. You're going to be getting scholarships to go play different places, some of you, and you may be better than the upperclassmen, but you don't let the upperclassmen intimidate you. You walk right up in there, humbly knowing that you got it going on. You don't let nobody intimidate you. Judges said, we're not going to go there for the sake of time, but in Judges 14, 18, look at this. It says, and what is stronger than a lion? What? God, he asked a good question, did he not? And I'm telling you, it's something to see a young person that knows who they are. It's something to see a young person walking in who God said that they are, despite those around them. First Peter. Tell somebody a lion is mighty. All right, 1 Peter 5 and 8. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Now, this verse many of us are familiar with. Peter says in 1 Peter 5 and 8, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Number two, a lion's nature is to devour. According to this verse, a lion's nature is to devour, utterly destroy its prey. Kill it. Lions ain't playing around. I said the lion ain't playing around. And notice how Peter reveals that the devil walks around like a roaring lion. See, one of the tactics that the enemy uses, young people, to distract its prey is its growl, its roar. That's a scare tactic. That's what the lion uses to cause panic. Y'all ever been to the zoo? Have you ever heard a lion not growl but roar? You take notice. You move to see where he at because you don't want to get got. And see, we need to learn this method from our enemy. He'll try to shell shock us. He got some fear tactics, young people, and he'll try to shake you, but it's just a setup so he can devour us. When you are under attack from the enemy, one of the things he will try to do is cause fear. And we understand that God did not give us the spirit of fear. See, the enemy will try to make you fearful that you're going to lose it. The enemy will try to make you fearful that you're going to die. The enemy will try to make you fearful that it's not going to work out. If he can get you to walk or live in a state of fear, he got you. He got you. Because fear causes torment. I said fear causes torment. And so whenever you're going through in life, young people, and things are trying to make you fearful, whether it's about your health, whether it's about your career, realize that's a tactic of the enemy. That's just that roar. That's just that roar. And if you let it shake you, he's going to come in and devour you. How many are understanding? All right, let's go to 1 Samuel. Did I lose y'all on that point? All right, first Samuel. We're looking at the nature and attributes of a what? Of a lion. He's mighty. He comes to what? Devour. 1 Samuel 17. I forgot to tell y'all, we're going to do a little turning this morning. Verse 34. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took, notice, a lamb out of the flock. He came and took, he used to keep his father's sheep, but what did the lion come and take? Man, y'all ain't even reading along with me. Let's read it again. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came, he took a lamb out of the flock. What did David used to keep? His father's what? But when the lion showed up, what did he take? Lions hunt lambs. Lions hunt lambs. Babes, yeah, they got that tender meat, that young meat. Can I bring it on home? We got some tenderonis in here. Yeah, lions like them young folk. Yeah, y'all got that fresh meat, that young meat. Lions come to hunt young folk. Young babes in Christ, young folk that know what prayer is, but oftentimes, sometimes don't pray the way they should. Young folk that come to church, but don't really put the word in action the way they should. Young folk that know right, but sometimes because of foolishness being in their heart, they don't always do what's right. Well, let me tell you something. That's who the lion looking for. He trying to come get these lambs out the MSW. He trying to come and snatch you out of the flock. He wants you. And he's walking around, the Bible says, walking around at the mall trying to catch you slipping. Out there at your school, just sitting there watching and seeing if you're going to put the word in action. If not, he wants you. The lion comes to the flock, comes to the church looking for lambs to take out of the church. The lion got to have his kill. I said the lion got to have his kill. My mindset is it ain't going to be me. Now, he going to have his taste. He going to have some blood. But my mindset is he ain't going to catch me slipping. No, it ain't going to be. It ain't going to be me. What's your mindset? And you can answer right all you want, but remember, your representation going to tell. Lambs sometimes wander away from the flock. They wander away sometimes. You fail to forget, it's a lion out there waiting on you. It's a lion waiting on you. You immature. You unschooled. You don't know. You green. Lion waiting to take advantage of that. Baby, you from the country. I mean, you straight like old Airport Road country. You from the country. You from Carroll County. And you think you grown because you got a little hip now? And you take yourself to Atlanta. Don't you know it's some city lines up there? And they just waiting on a little naive lamb like you. Still waiting on a little naive lamb like you. Now, you may be from the project, but you ain't from the street, brother. You ain't from the streets. No, you ain't really deep in them streets. Going up the road a little bit. It's some young lions up there waiting to take advantage of your stupidity. It's lions out here, young people. I say it is lions out here. Did you know that the average, or let me just say this, the lion has the capacity to live to be 25 years old. 25 years, 25 to 26 years old. But when a lion is out in the wild, their lifespan is cut to 11 to 16 years old. Because you got animals that hunt lions. So what can we learn from that, young folk? If you leave the flock before your time, if you're not equipped the way you need to be equipped to be productive in life, young people, these lions in this world are going to rip you apart. Be in a hurry to go away to college. If you're not equipped with what I've been feeding you for the last 7 years, the lion's going to tear that little lamb chop up. Tear it up. And the next time we see you, we're going to be, what in the world happened to her? Them lions. Them lions ain't got a hold to her. They even tried to teach us this when y'all was in nursery school. Yeah, they did. They tried to teach you that the world is full of lions. Y'all done forgot. Y'all wasn't paying attention in Head Start. Y'all wasn't paying attention at the daycare. What did they teach you? Mary had a little lamb, and her fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, look at the nursery rhyme. Rhyme. Y'all some critical folk, boy, y'all. I'm up here doing the best I can. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Isn't that how it should be in the church? Wherever the shepherd go, the lamb should be right there. Woo, can I teach you? I said, wherever the shepherd go, the lamb should be right there, just like Mary's little lamb. Why? Because number four, or whatever number we on, God has given his shepherds, young people, the power to deliver lambs from the lion. Ooh, I said God has given his shepherds the ability to deliver you from the lion. That's how God has set it up. When you get in trouble, the Bible says that the righteous are delivered by knowledge. Where does knowledge come from? I said, where does knowledge come from? From the shepherd. I will give you shepherds according to my heart that will feed you with knowledge and what? Understand it. The same way it happened with David in verse 35 of 1 Samuel 17. He says, and I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck it and killed it. David up there keeping watch over his father's sheep. That was his responsibility. And when the lion came to snatch one of the lambs, the under-shepherd went and delivered the lamb from the lion's mouth. That's why you need to remember stuff like David's story as well as Mary had a little lamb. You, as a lamb, as a sheep, you need to be right there with your shepherd. Because when you get to going through things in life, you're going to need a word to bring you out. You're going to need a word to deliver you from the power of the lion. You're going to need a word to help you. What does it say about your mentality if you're not submissive to God's shepherd? What does that say? What does that say if you're more moved by what a celebrity says than what your shepherd says? What does that say about your mentality? Now, you can listen to the same NBA Youngboy song 10 times, but you won't listen to your shepherd's message 2 times. Won't even go by the podcast, but you'll listen to an R&B singer song over and over and over and over and over. What does that say about your mentality? You watch the same episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants that you watched when you was a child. You'll even say, man, this is my favorite episode. You'll even get to singing the intro of the song. What does that say about your mentality? But then when you're asked 15 minutes after the service, what did you learn? The word done already slipped. What does that say about that mentality? Now y'all got quiet. I don't want to see God's sheep devoured. But it's up to the sheep to remain in the flock with the shepherd. Do y'all see it? The lion ain't playing. But even though I've shown some negative connotations about the lion, there are some positives. And the first one we see is in our main text where Solomon says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. A lion is confident. That's how you need to be, young folk. And your confidence in your God as well as in yourself is demonstrated in 2 areas. How you worship and how you walk. That's how we're going to know if you're bold as a lion. If you got confidence. Let me tell you how bold a lion is. A lion is known, young people, for its hunting methods. But up to 50% of its food that it gets, young people, the lion is also a scavenger. You know what a scavenger is? If it's a pack of hyenas over there eating a zebra, a lion is so bold. He said, you know what? I got a taste for some zebra leg today. He'll walk right over there to that pack of hyenas and take that zebra leg and dare them hyenas to knuck if you buck. I said, that lion is bold. Look at somebody and say, the lion is bold. Yeah, just walk right up in there and be like, do something. But see, that same boldness, young people, you need to demonstrate again in your worship and in your walk with God. How can you say you righteous and bold as a lion and your excuse not to praise God is because your neighbor ain't praising God? What is wrong with your mentality? You should be bold as a lion and have the mindset, I don't care if nobody on this rope is going to give God the praise. I got a fire on me. I set this whole row on fire. I give God a hand clap and they can look at me. I give God a dance. They can look at me. That's how bold you got to be. You got to be bold like that when it comes to your worship. You got to be bold and tell your friend, yeah, I believe in praising God. Yeah, I believe in dancing for God. You ought to flip it sometime. If they can push, you can push back. If they can push, look at somebody and say, you can push back. You tell them, yeah, I go to a church that believe in praising God, but I don't just praise them in church. I praise them right here before you. You got to be bold as a lion. When you meet folk, you got to let them know. Ain't going to be none of that up in here now. I like you. You cute. Matter of fact, your hair, I really like that. But ain't going to be no touching. Ain't going to be no rubbing. Ain't going to be no fingering. Ain't going to be no smelling. Ain't going to be none of that. None of that. You can't put no jelly on my jam. You can't put no peanut butter on my toast. Ain't going to be none of that. Look at somebody say, you got to be bold. Well, if you love me, you let me. Well, I guess I don't love you because I ain't letting you. You got to be that bold. I'm telling you, it's easy to clap. It's easy to shout amen. But when you leave this place, baby, you got to be a lioness when you leave here. You got to have a roar. You got to speak up for yourself. You got to stand 10 toes down and let folk know that you ain't playing around. Look at somebody and say, you got to stand 10 toes down and let folk know you ain't playing around. You don't giggle, you don't snicker, you don't give a player no kind of room to move in your life. You let them know I'm saved. You got to be bold as a lion. Brother, I'm going to tell you, you got to let her know. You cute, girl. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Oh, God, you fine. But I ain't going there with you. I ain't going there with you. Oh, Lord, you do something to me down here, but I ain't going there with you. Look how y'all looking at you. There's some young girls in here that can make your body respond. But you got to be bold as a lion like Joseph and be like, how can I do this and sin against my God? How can I get my freak on with you? How can I let you lay up in my car, in my house, and I do this and God been so good to me? Let them know you don't smoke weed. Let them know you ain't no hoe. Let them know you don't want no tattoo. Let them know you don't want your nipple pierced. Be bold as a lion. You got to let somebody know. In your worship and in your walk, you got to be bold. And I'm going to tell you something. Even if you shy, even if you a bookworm, if you got the Holy Ghost, that Holy Ghost going to rise up on the inside of you. That Holy Ghost going to give you some boldness, young folk. The question is, do you got the Holy Ghost? When you look in the book of Acts, there were some men that were praying and they were witnessing in the community and they noticed that their boldness was being affected. Don't you know they went in there and asked God to give them some more boldness? Go ahead and give us some more boldness, Lord, so we can keep preaching the gospel. Every now and then, when you see that you are lacking, you got to go before God and say, fill me again. Give me the boldness I need so I can be a light in a dark place. Give me the boldness I need so I can speak up and not keep quiet. Lord, you're using people, and I want you to use me. Lord, you got to fill me again. And some of us are there right now. You need to be filled again. You done been through some battles, you done got some scars, you done got some cuts, but you know we serve a God that will fill you again. He'll give you exactly what you need so you can represent to the fullest when you leave the MSW. Jesus meant it so much, he told one church in the book of Romans, look, if you're not hot and if you're not cold, if you lukewarm, I don't want to have nothing to do with you. In other words, he wanted to know, where the bold folk at? Where the folk that's just going to stand up and not be ashamed to be saved in 2023? Am I talking to anybody in here? So when I'm bold, young folk, number one it says, as a lion, I am I'm confident. What am I? What am I? First Kings. Y'all hurry up. First Kings. Let me show you this confidence. First Kings 13. I'm looking for these bold trendsetters nowadays. I need some folk. Where you at? Put me on program, Bishop. Put me on program, Pastor. Put me on program, Elder. Put me on program. I'm looking for some bold folk. Well, I got to just calm down. Calm down, line. Calm down. Y'all with me? 1 Kings 13, 28. Now, this is an awesome story. Okay? Now, what was going on in the text is there was this young prophet. And he was being used of God, and God told him simply, don't eat nothing. Yeah, he told him, don't eat nothing. So he went to this town and met an old prophet. I said he went to a town and met an old prophet. And the old prophet recognized that he was a young prophet. And he said, man, why don't you come to my house and eat with me? And so the young prophet figured, because this is a prophet, I guess it'll be all right. So he went to the old prophet's house and sat down and ate. While they were eating, the Lord spoke to the old prophet and said, tell the young prophet, I told you not to eat. And because you done sat down to eat this day, you gonna die. Woo, good God Almighty. How many know you need to obey God? And sure enough, guess what happened to the young prophet? He got up and left and died. Now, y'all need to read the Bible. Y'all don't read. 1 Kings 13, verse 28. Remember, it's written for our learning, right? 1 Kings 13, 28. Then he went. Look at this. This is the old prophet. He went and found his corpse thrown on the road. And the donkey and the lion, what were they doing? Standing by the corpse. The lion, this is what's the miracle. The lion had not eaten the corpse nor torn the donkey. Now, remember I told you the lion should have been eating that corpse. Scavenger. But he's standing guard. Just confident. Ain't nobody going to touch this corpse right here. He just stood right there confidently guarding the corpse. Why so? Because when you continue to read, the old prophet showed up and looked at the young prophet's corpse. And I'm pretty sure in his mind he was like, yeah, dog. But then I was like, well, Lord, why didn't the lion just jump on that donkey meat? Why he didn't eat the donkey? The Bible says that the old prophet picked up the corpse and put it on the donkey. God used the donkey as a hearse. We're going to transport this dead body to the city. No, they didn't have hearses back then. Y'all know what a hearse is? Where you put dead bodies, y'all get what? Y'all slow. All right. So he put the dead body on the donkey. The lion left. And they carried the body to the young man's city. And there they buried him. God had a purpose for the lion, and God had a purpose for the donkey. But what I love in the text is how confident this lion was. He could have ate that corpse, but he just stood right there daring anybody to come to mess with it. To me, that's some confidence right there. Just sitting right there. Ain't nobody going to touch this till the old prophet gets here. But what else does this tell us about being bold as a lion? Lions are bold, and finally, lions, young people, are brilliant. Very, very intelligent. The mind of a lion, young people, according to researchers, are some of the most brilliant-minded animals. In wildlife, they're very smart, very brilliant. And I said, well, Lord, why? So I began to read a number of different things as well as look in scripture. One of the reasons lions are so brilliant, young people, is because they're learned. They're taught. Lions become bold as well as get other traits because they are taught. They're taught by the lioness and the lion. Lions have what's called a den. See, most of us, when we think of den, we just think of Daniel and the lion's den. Where them lions was just chilling in the den, waiting on the king to throw in a body. But lions have a dwelling place, whether it be in a cave, under a tree somewhere. And this is where the lions gather together. And the adult lions train the cubs. They train the cubs how to hunt. And they train the cubs how to observe. That's what makes the lions so brilliant. They're able to learn by just watching. Remember, Peter said that the devil walks around like a roaring lion. Then it says, seeking, just observing. That's what makes them brilliant. He'll just sit there and look at a herd of wildebeest and just try to pick out the weak one. He'll just sit there and just watch for hours. Which one gonna pull off and go get some water by themselves? Just sitting there watching which one is injured, because that's the one I'm gonna get. Same way he does us. Who ain't been praying? Let me just sit back and watch. Who ain't been giving? Who ain't been in church? Let me just sit back and watch. They're brilliant. They're very smart, very observant. But they get this way, again, because they're learned. They're taught. Look at what the scripture says. Now, I went to the Bible once I read that. I said, well, Lord, show me in your word. Psalm 10 and 9. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws them into his net. You see how a lion do? Just sit back and wait. That's how brilliant a lion is. And see, when you're bold as a lion, young people, you're not only confident in yourself, but you also got some wisdom. You ain't just crazy or confident without no wisdom. No, you're brilliant also. You know when it's time to do something, and you know when it's not time to do something. You know there's a season and purpose for everything under heaven. Are y'all with me? Yeah, you're not just bold and out of order. No, you understand that all things need to be done decently and what? In order. So a lion is strategic, young folk. You have to be confident in life, in yourself, and in God, but you also need strategy. You just don't do just to do. You have to move, young people, with purpose. Everything you do, just like that lion, have purpose. Again, the lion lays secret in their den, just watching, just looking, just observing. Don't be in a hurry to get grown, young folk. Be young, but observant. Be just like that lion. Learn what to do and what not to do. That needs to be your mentality. That needs to be your mentality, just like the lion. You're bold, but yet you're brilliant, young folk. You come to the den every Sunday to get taught. You come to God's house to get taught, to get a word, and then you put it in action when you leave. And when you do such, it says that you have a mentality just like the lion. How many have learned on this morning? I'm gonna stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching. Come on, let's give God a hand clap.